On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja.
The government says young people shouldn't miss out on school to join protests against climate change. Hundreds of thousands are expected to skip lessons or lectures so they can take part in demonstrations, which are also happening in 150 other countries. Adults are also joining the action across Kent and Medway in what's thought to be the biggest ever global strike over the issue. Kate set a demonstration in Maidstone and says it's the first time she's ever protested about anything.
We feel it was important to come along. I'm actually a scout leader, and this year our scouts are looking at some global sustainability development goals. So I thought it's better to actually put your actions where your words are and come along and support this today.
Tomorrow, members of Extinction Rebellion plan to blockade the port of Dover, aiming to put pressure on the government to do something about climate change. Dr. Charlie Gardner is a conservation biology lecturer at the University of Kent.
Environmental activists, we've been working on these issues for 3 decades. We've been writing letters, we've been signing petitions and sending emails, we've been donating our money to Greenpeace and other activist groups, and you know, we've been marching from A to B on the sanctioned marches, but none of it has worked. None of it had any impact whatsoever. But the civil disobedience has changed that. It does work.
KMFM News.
A 26-year-old man's appeared in court after allegedly attacking another man and driving a car into a late-night bar in Herne Bay. Police were called to the Life Lounge in the High Street in July last year after reports a vehicle had been driven into the doors of the building following a fight there. Kenny McMahon from Aspen Road in the town has been charged with several offences, including attempted murder. He's been bailed to appear at Crown Court next month. A teenager has been sprayed in the face with an unknown liquid after getting caught up in a dispute between neighbours. Police were called to Huntsman Lane in Maidstone following reports of a disturbance. One person was arrested and released under investigation.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
It's claimed Thomas Cook could go into administration this weekend if it doesn't plug a £200 million hole in its finances. Shares in the 178-year-old travel agent plummeted by 20% this morning. It's understood lenders, including RBS, are demanding the extra money for contingency funds. Travel expert Matt Hampton has this advice for passengers.
If the worst happens and you have a package booked with Thomas Cook, you will get your money back. It will take some time, but you will get the money back. The big problem is it might not be enough to actually buy yourself another holiday.
Pilots Union Balpa says it's appalling that 9,000 UK jobs are being put needlessly at risk. The police helicopter has been seen hovering in Ashford as armed officers raided 2 houses. They went through a property in Bybrook Road and Hurst Road in Kennington around 10 last night. Now arrests have been made, but several mobile phones were seized. Bosses in Maidstone have defended plans to build 5,000 homes as it would meet government housing targets. We told you yesterday about the idea to set up a garden community in Lenham, which would include schools, retail facilities and green space. Leader of the Borough Council, Martin Cox, says after 2021, they've been told to build 1,200 new properties each year.
That is a figure that is given to us by the government. It is not us that decides that. We have to try and fulfil that figure. And you can do that with a dispersed pattern where you're putting delivery of housing all over the borough.
If plans are given the go-ahead, the first homes could be built in 2027. People near Folkestone say they're appalled after rubbish, including rotting nappies, was left in a military graveyard. Complaints have been made following antisocial behaviour at the cemetery in Shorncliffe. The Ministry of Defence say they're aware of the issues. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see a picture of a dog walker who police are looking for after a sheep was found dead near Dover. The animal had been discovered in a field near Kingsdown Golf Course, close to St Margaret's Bay.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham welcome unbeaten Ipswich Town to Priestfield for their latest game in League One this weekend. The visitors are currently second in the table, while the Gills are down in 15th with just 2 wins from their 8 games so far. Tomorrow's match follows the Gills' 1-1 draw away to Bristol Rovers in the week. Defender Connor O'Gilvy says they're after all 3 points.
Got a good team morale and everyone's, it's a very tight-knit group and everyone gets on, there's no bad energy, it's a good vibe in the camp and coming away from, was almost disappointed with the point on Tuesday, because that's the mentality we've got now.
And in cricket, Kensho Denley is set to feature for England in upcoming One Day and T20 internationals for the 2020 season. He's been awarded a white ball central contract, meaning he's likely to feature in limited overs competition for the national side for 12 months from October. That's the latest. Next update at 2.